Hello, is this Rick?
This is he.
Is this Rick I'm talking to?
Hi.
Yeah, hi Rick, this is Rob from Penguin Book Writers. How are you?
Yeah. Well, I'm emotionally, physically, or spiritually.
All right, so we were having a discussion about your book, which is already published
Yeah, I'm
and
just. I have to start off with a little bit of a laugh, or it just doesn't work, you know.
No, it does.
Anyway, I guess did you get the gist out of it? That book, I made it long. I could go back and, I'm thinking maybe it is a good idea for me to go back and restructure it, and because I've got more on that particular story I can do. I've already started some more, but still. And I've got another manuscript in progress too, so I'm staying pretty damn busy for an old fart. But where in the world are you?
We are in New York. That's where our head office
New
is.
York City or upstate?
Nah, New York City.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. The last time I was in New York City, we stayed in Queens, the borough of Queens, which has over 5 million people, and in the course of 3 days, maybe four, in Queens and in Manhattan, we walked about 25 miles. One of my trips there, my first trip to Manhattan, my eldest son and I, this has been about 6 years or so ago, maybe. And he and I, we stayed at a YMCA that is about 2 blocks from Trump Tower and a block back from Central Park. And one half of each of the 4 days we were there, that trip, we rented city bikes and rode bicycles in Manhattan traffic. Do you do that very much?
I don't, to be honest with you, I don't do that.
I'm serious. For one half of each of 4 days, we rode bicycles up in Manhattan traffic. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm an avid skier snowboarder, and it's like doing a double black diamond run. But it was fun. I mean,
I do it on over the weekend sometime, but not on regular days, not weekdays.
Well, I'm there again. It's just some of the crazy ass stuff I've done. I was a ski and snowboard instructor for 20 years,
Wow, that's
teaching in
amazing.
English, teaching English and Spanish. So because of where we're located, because of my Spanish, I mean, in English, I taught people to ski and or snowboard. A lot of the states in our country and South America, and I've traveled in South America some. I've traveled a lot of Mexico, so I've got and. My book, the way my book starts off is it's actually kind of parallels the way my life started off. I played in rock band when I was, in junior high school. I had a motorcycle at the same time. All of us guys in the band, we each had a Honda 90, and but then my first car was I bought brand new. It was a 1966 Chevelle Malibu. 3-speed on the column, no air conditioning, all that stuff. But I'm just trying. But when I got out of, but in, while I was in high school, I first rode in and learned to actually take off in a 2-seat helicopter. My dad had a friend that was a crop duster. One of three, all three brothers of that family are all former military pilots and crop dusters, and so I wound up learning to fly helicopters and airplanes from crop dusters. And the story in that book starts really in Puerto Rico, because when I got out of high school, my first step onto an airliner, I was bound for San Juan, Puerto Rico, from Lubbock, Texas. But anyway, so this and what really inspired this actually inspired me in this story is because when I saw an airplane that I was sort of I was checked out into pilot landing, taking off out there in that water on pontoons. I mean, it just stimulated imagination, and that's where the book actually gets started, is a pontoon plane, a seaplane, whatever you want to call them. But that the lust for flying is what the it's about a young aviator, really. and a lot of shit that he does. But anyway, going back to it, and because of my travels and all these other things, I can, you know, that's how I put it. And that book is, I mean, it's got, sometimes he's in Mazatlan, sometimes in Manhattan, sometimes in Grand Cayman, sometimes it's Belize, El Paso, Texas, ski areas, all that. I mean, so there's a lot of things going on in it, and I'm trying to get it where I can sell the damn thing and make some money off of it.
I will help you with that. That's something that we do. You're right.
Well, that is my endeavor, and why I'm talking to you is because I'm shopping to figure out a way that I can do something more than get a 70-cent royalty in 1 month.
Oh, that's next to nothing. I mean, that's your book. I believe the reason behind it. See how we do it. We do it a bit differently. That's going to be a self-publish, of course, but you keep around 70% of it. Now, how this works, and then we publish on all the major platforms like Amazon. It's not going to be, of course, KDP, Barnes & Noble, CreateSpace, Google Books, Apple Books. These are the major platforms. Now, how we do it is it's going to be self-publish, and all the money, for example, if we decide we're going to sell this book for $20, which is an example I'm giving you. So you're going to be keeping around $15, and Amazon or any other platform, they'll keep $5. That's how it works when it comes to self-published book. I mean, if it's your book, if each and everything is yours, then no point just getting a 70 cent from a sale of a book. That's how you can earn more. And then other things again, of course, we see that's, we are in the industry for more than 20 years, so we have contacts. Now, we are affiliate premium members of Amazon and then Barnes & Noble. So we get slots on their homepage for promoted publishing, so which means that your book is going to be on the first page of Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and when it comes to Google Books or Apple Books, which means if people, they're going to see your book. See, being on Amazon's first page is, trust me, it's not easy. It's a big deal. Your book is already published. So if your book is on the first page of Amazon, results are guaranteed. People, they're going to buy. And then, of course, money will be directly transferred to your account. Your bank account is going to be linked. Ooh. And all the people who are going to buy, money will be transferred to your account. And
the first page thing sounds good.
Indeed, it is. It is. And then we get so many slots on weekly, monthly basis.
Exactly. Interesting. That's more the type of advertising, because, you know, when people, I mean, from what I understand, is the bulk of book marketing, like 2/3 of sales actually are in Amazon, and the others are divvied up between Barnes and Noble and others. But
correct.
But still, if I could, the first page thing, that's what I think I need, because once people see it, it's first page. It's a good cover if you look at it. I like my cover, but again, I think what I need to do is, maybe from what we were talking about in the chat stuff, is going back and it can have the overall the same title, but do it in three, break it up to where it's a series of three books, which would be three sales if people do it, and people kind of, like, not everybody wants to read a 600-page book. I do, but
exactly.
Not
we
everybody.
Split,
is that what?
Split them in three books, so if anyone reads the first section and then they like, say, of course, they're going to go for second and third as well, which means more revenue, more money. That's something that can be
done.
And
yeah,
then what
yeah,
we can do, see, as an agency, Eric, we have writers. We have around 700 writers that specialize in different fields of writing. What we can do, we can assign you a team. Yeah, exactly. And they're going to be, every team, they have writer, editor, designing team, and then the publishing. So they're going to be taking care of each and everything. In case if you want them to change anything in the book, they can go ahead and do that. They can split in three parts, and then we'll go ahead and publish on all the major platforms. So we'll cover around
97. You mean let somebody else split it up?
I mean, if you want to do it, that's fine. But we can go ahead and help you with it. A professional.
Wow,
team
that's a thought. I'm just now entertaining this, really. So I'm looking back and trying to figure out a good place I can do that and make it. It may take a little bit of rewrite to make that happen, and we probably will. But if I could do that, and maybe it would be easier for people, you know, to buy one that's not quite so long. And then if they won't get another one, if they won't get the other one, maybe that is. So maybe it's a better thing for me to do that from, because I've heard it a few times, and I go back, and after having that experience with Excalibris, I'm trying to check out companies, you know, so I don't get screwed again. And Amazon Kindle's got a good rating of safety and all that stuff, but still, I'm not getting the marketing that I need. And if I do, and honestly, like what you're saying, if it's really right, what I need to do is go back and restructure this story to where I can turn it out into, you know, more publications, which would be more sales if it happens. But
exactly.
So,
and then we,
so
we
far,
can help
I'm,
you
I'm,
with that when it comes to reconstructing. And we have teams. We have team of writers, editors. Within days, each and everything would be done. As your book is already live, it's already published. Each and everything is there. We just need the reconstruction, and then we'll do it within days. And there aren't going to be any additional charges.
Yeah, but that costs money for people to do that, right? I mean,
not a lot, to be honest with you. And then of course, when it comes to selling the book, it's not just we do the publishing. We'll do the email marketing, text marketing, keeping the content and then each and everything in mind. What sort of budget are we talking about, Rick? If you, again, you don't mind telling me, so I can simply go ahead and create a package.
Well, free would be ideal. But you know, there again, I've seen a variety of figures, you know, from $600 to $6,000 and up, you know. But my budget, you know, is limited somewhat for a couple of reasons. Well, one, I'm fairly retired, and I've got some income property. But back in April, there was a gale force firestorm that happened where we live, and we live in the mountains of southern New Mexico. It's forested mountains. I mean, we have a ski area, we have golf courses, we have world's richest quarter horse race. We're going. It's a vacation town. It's surrounded by a desert, you know, but we're up in the forested mountains. But this fire, in a course of about 2 to 3 hours, it took down 250 houses.
Oh.
That's pretty. I'm talking about 85 plus mile an hour wind. But anyway, our place, I have a non combustible structure that we live in. Got some damage. My RV park got leveled. Next to all the RV parks got leveled up and down the place. But after fires, what happens is flash flooding. So I've actually lost weight dealing with mud.
Damn. And when exactly was that? When exactly was that? It was last year?
It was a McBride fire, April 12th. It was called McBride, but it happened up on McBride Drive, which is about we were 1 mile, about 1 mile downwind of this fire.
I see.
Downhill in a valley and downwind from it, because it was up on the ridge where it happened. Well, what happened is the winds knocked over some trees, which, you know, busted power lines, and so it was a... You know, it was caused by, you know, the electrical sparkings in the high winds, but it was. I'm telling you, it's a nightmare story, to tell you the truth. But we're past that. But I'm in the process of trying to gather up enough money where I can do something else. So, you know, I'm limited. I'm looking at, you know, $1,500, maybe $2,500 is about as far as I can go at this point.
I see. Okay, see, Eric, what we can do for you. Book is already done, you know, which means what we need to do, if you want, we can go ahead and do a series, which means book 1, 2, and 3 parts. And with your help, of course, our writing team will do that. And then instead of one, we'll go ahead and publish 3 books. And we'll design the cover art, cover pages. You already have cover art for one book. So if you want to give us the idea, yeah, that's something I want. for the first part, second part, third part, you can give us your ideas, and then our designing team will take care of that. Or we'll keep in the content of the book in mind, our designing team in either designing and then share it with you. Now, all the work that we do, it's a step-by-step process. Every week, we're going to be sharing maybe 2-3 chapters with you so you can review and then give us your feedback. Now, once you're satisfied with each and everything, yeah, that's something I want, it's 100% final, and then we'll go ahead and publish it. So everything that we do, first, we share the draft with you so you can review it and then give us the approval. Once you give us the approval, only then we proceed further. That's the main reason behind our success as well. And customer satisfaction is our main priority. That's something that we don't compromise. Once the book is published, each and everything would be under your name. Our job is done. All the money that you're going to be earning, that's going to be yours. And your book will be there on all the platforms for lifetime, which means that no one is going to take them off. You are the only person who can take it off whenever you want to. And the contract we have with all those platforms, best part is you don't need to worry about shipping the books, getting them print. That's something Amazon will be taking care of. It's called Amazon Print on Demand Services. So if, for example, I need to buy a book, I see if I need a hardcover, what Amazon is going to do, as soon as they receive the order, they're going to print it out and then they're going to ship it to me. But of course, they're going to be charging us for the shipping. So that's going to be around $4. If we sell in a book for $20, if you're talking about the hard book, end of the day, you're going to be getting around $14 to $15. Amazon will be keeping around $5 to $6. While publishing,
actually, actually, what you're saying, it makes some sense, because for the hell of it, I ordered a copy of this book with Abe Books or Abe something. I think it was Abe Books, and literally, the print on demand, it even came in an Amazon Prime package. Although I bought it through Abe, and for the paperback, it was like $11 and something.
Oh, I see. Yeah, exactly.
It's still going to go through Amazon's printing system, which is exquisite. Except that what I found about I didn't write the book on Amazon's formatted writing system. The Kindle deal. Mm-hmm. But what I found though is like the way it is right now. About the back third of the book, my page numbers aren't where they're supposed to be. They're somewhere down a paragraph or so. So in other words, I need to go back and reformat a little bit. I thought I had it right, but then how it goes. But still, other than that factor, it's fairly in good shape, edited, all that kind of stuff. That's something I noticed when I just picked up that Abe book, that it still has that in there like that. So now I need to go back. But what's crazy is when we had that fire in the part of our building that we live in, I have an area, I call it my studio, where my guitars and different things in, and of course tools. I've been in construction all my life, but anything electronic, kind of anywhere in a certain location in that area, like my two laptops, decided not to work very much. And it was a good thing I had USB, drives. So I've saved my stuff through all that. Yeah, but still, it's been, it's an endeavoring process. And I'm one of these guys that when Mac computers came out, I spent $5,200 on one of those suckers. I wound up throwing it away.
Why?
A year later, but... Well, because Microsoft came along and forget my MacBook and they said that the $1,700 internal hard drive, they said we'd never need any more memory than that, and guess what, that was wrong. But still, but I go that far back. I mean, I remember spending $4,000 on a damn printer.
What kind of printer was that? Was it a 3D printer?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Hey, actually, the first one was coated rolls of paper.
Okay.
But I mean, we're talking 70s stuff, anyway, okay.
Exactly. New
I've been a self-employed guy pretty much my life. except for when I worked at the ski area and I worked for them, you know, as an instructor. But otherwise, I've been pretty much self-employed in my life, and usually as a subcontractor. And I traveled installing so many jobs of acoustical ceilings. Like wherever you're sitting, if you look up, you probably see some squares of ceiling panels up there. And my company, we did so much of it. We bought directly from the manufacturers, blah, 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 and all that stuff. But I traveled so much doing it, I thought about changing the name of my company to Suitcase Acoustics, because I usually had a suitcase in the back of my truck. Mm-hmm. But, of course, I never did, but it's just it's a dumb joke. But, it's, yeah, Suitcase Acoustics, that's because we always, you know, we had tools, materials, and suitcases. But anyway, well, going back to all this stuff, I'm liking what I'm hearing some, but I think I would rather have, I'll get into splitting it up some. Could you like send me some kind of a package where I can really look things over and all, because I'm kind of an eyes on type person.
And of course.
So far that I'm liking talking to you than everyone else I've talked to about this thing.
I definitely will go ahead and shoot you an email with all the information, and again, final decision, of course, that's going to be yours. So I'll add each and everything. I'll add that we can split them up. If you want to do it yourself, that's fine. But I'll advise you to have a professional writer or an editor with you while doing that. So that's something, again, we can do that. Of course, that's going to be, as we are publishing your book, so that's going to be from us. It's not going to cost you anything. It just comes in the package. And exactly. I see your book is done. The work, main work is already done, which means your book is written. It's just like it needs a little bit of reconstruction. Instead of one, we're going to go ahead and split it into three. So they might need to edit a few things and then do it. And then the cover pages, which is going to take maybe 2 to 3 days to do it. And except what we can do, within 10 to 15 days maximum, 2 to 3 weeks we're talking about. Within 2 to 3 weeks, we can go ahead and split your book, design the cover pages, cover arts, and then publish your book. And then we can offer you this complete package. That's going to be around $1,750. So each and everything after discount.
I'll jot that down, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's not sounding bad at all, actually. It's sounding, you know, something I can actually, obtainable for me. But, you know, it's like, every writer, you got your ego. It's creative writing. Come on, you want people to like what you've done. But if I can get it to where I can have evidence of people liking it from buying books and buying more books of it, then who knows? I can even travel more, and of course we don't travel a lot. If you pull up a Rodoso, if you for where we live, like some of the things that you could pick up if you were interested, if you look at the End of the Mountain Gods, mm-hmm. and Ski Apache, which is Mescalero Apache. I don't know if you ever heard of the famous Indian named Geronimo. Well, he was from this area. I know guys with that for a nice name. And if you ever heard of Billy the Kid, he's from this area. And I know a guy that his great-grandfather ran with Billy the Kid. And this is Lincoln County, okay? And I know there's several Lincoln counties in the United States, all that stuff. But Rodney, I was telling him about hearing a commentary by Paul Harvey on the radio one day. And he had been around. He'd come to Lincoln County. He talked about it. He goes, now stay tuned for the rest of the story. So when he comes back on, he goes, if you want to kill somebody, do it in Lincoln County. They've never solved a murder. And I was telling Rodney about this. He goes, well, you know what? Let me just tell you about my grandfather. He said my grandfather was convicted of killing a man that he didn't do. He stayed in prison for some years from that. And the guy that actually did it confessed on his deathbed. And Rodney's grandfather got out of prison for a murder he didn't commit. And over a 15-year period, he found and killed every one of those jurors and got away with it. That's a true story. Isn't that insane?
It definitely is. It definitely, you can add these kind of things in your book.
Oh yeah, well it's actually no, that story gets told in this On the Whim Islands and the Streams. It gets told in one phase of the book because when people are traveling, they talk about things, and when you're traveling, you see places, all these different factors. Like for example, like one thing you learn about this book is the Tarahumara, which are some the natives that they went up in the mountains when in Mexico. They didn't want to be ruled by these Spaniards, so they went to where Spaniards, it was too much trouble to go because it was the canyons are so deep and so rough and all this stuff. And I've traveled through those canyons. There's some Tarahumara that actually live in Ruidoso these days, but still, it's just one of the little factors. Or like the third highest peak in North America. Mexico is part of North America, okay? And the third highest peak in America, in North America, is actually between Puebla and Veracruz, Mexico. There's a mountain range of volcanoes there, and one of them is over 18,000 feet high. And here it is, in a tropic zone, but it has snow on top of it.
I see.
That's just one little tidbit. I mean, I'm another tidbit is like, why do people go put money in the Cayman Island, in the Cayman Island banks? Why is it? It is such a popular place. Well, you learn about it in the book, and I can tell you now what it is. I'm doubt if you do. You know?
I
Do you know
definitely don't know.
why Cayman Islands has so many billions of dollars sitting in them, growing interest? The reason why is because King Philip, when he was a king 300 years ago, he said, "I've got to give people a reason to live in those little bitty dab islands out there." He goes, and he made a royal edict, which is still in force: no income taxes paid. Is drawn from the government of the Cayman Islands, which it's part of the UK.
I see.
But that's something that people don't normally know. But
Exactly, that's right.
But I'm into that kind of trivia, and so I dust it in through my books, through my story.
I see. See what I can do,
Well,
Rick.
yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go
I
ahead.
mean,
Keep going.
the things that you mentioned, we don't get to listen to these kind of things on a daily basis. Trust me, your book is different, and then it's already published. I believe, again, we would love to work with you. What we can do, we can go ahead and start the process within. Well, I can give you free, of course. First of all, the marketing, the promoted publishing that I said that your book is going to be on the first listed. On the first page of Amazon and then on the other platforms where we just publish a book. With that, we'll give you text and email marketing, which means that we have a research team. They're going to do the research that the people who likes reading these kind of books and then email and text marketing. We will simply send them emails and text. So when we do that again, within days, you're going to see the results, and I'm positive that within maybe 3 or 4 weeks, the money that you are spending, you're gonna get more than that. It happens in the past as well. Most of the time, it happens when it comes to the sales of the books. And after that, again, that's gonna be your secondary income. Maybe, for example, if you're earning 100, 200 pages, or 200 books, 300 books, and then even if you divide in like $15 a book, so that's gonna be in thousands. And most of the authors, that's something that they get. On a monthly basis, and then if it turns out to be a bestseller, then of course, then even if you're selling maybe 500 books or maybe more than that, so that's going to be maybe 7,000 or 8,000 that you're going to be earning on monthly basis.
So we get monthly payments with money if it's coming in.
It's going to be on daily basis because your bank account is going to be linked with it, and then as soon as anyone buys it, the
Oh,
money will be
really?
transferred to your bank account. Yeah.
But then I guess I get a quarterly statement that really gives reviews, or is it monthly, or how is that as far as
That's
not
again,
reviews,
you can
but
always
the stat
you can
status?
exactly see you can always log into your account. For example, you can do it on daily basis. Just log into your account and see how many people bought your book. You're going to be getting each and everything in real time. Exactly.
Boy, that's sounding even better. I just wish I hadn't messed with Excalibris, but maybe over the long run, what I learned there will teach me, and it'll benefit. And it would be so fun to have the liberty to just keep writing all the time.
I'm pretty sure, again, the stories that you have, the kind of life that you spent after these books, once these books start doing well, you're going to be doing more books in future. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure that you'll do it with us as well.
Are you familiar with the state of New Mexico very much?
Not a lot, to be honest with you, no.
Well, to kind of give you an idea, I'm just, okay, New Mexico, okay, we have numerous military and scientific places, and as a subcontractor, I've had contracts of pretty much all of them. And in essence, two-thirds of the land in New Mexico is either government-owned or government-controlled. Two-thirds of the population, either directly or indirectly, lives off of government money. And and I told a Texan that one day at the ski, and he goes, "Well, that's why there's so many Democrats over there." But White Sands Missile Range is where the United States government developed their missile industry, rockets and missiles.
The
atomic bomb, the first atomic explosion in the world was about 70 air miles as the crow flies from where I live. The first atomic explosion in the world was a Trinity site, and of course, a lot of people don't know. Little cool things that you don't pick up is electromagnetic pulse. Surely you've heard the term and all. I mean, it got discovered. Electromagnetic pulse was discovered by the bombers, the guys that carried the atomic bombs and that ended World War II. The atomic explosion blew out the avionics in the airplanes, and it was the electromagnetic pulse from the atomic explosions that did that. And so henceforth, after that, they at Sandia Laboratories in Albuquerque, which is Kirkland Air Force Base and Sandia Laboratories, they studied that place, and they called the place a trestle. And what it was is they built a trestle with nylon bolts that they could put all sizes of bombers on and design, engineer, and create shielding for the avionics for the next time they drop the bomb, it wouldn't blow out the avionics. But what happened is they created a new powerful energy force, electromagnetic pulse. Now they can broadcast it, and people, you can have a group of people standing there and shitting and not even know they're doing it.
That's true.
But it got developed here in New Mexico. I saw the space shuttle land one day.
Wow.
I'll
visit New Mexico then.
Yeah, well, see, El Paso is just right on the bottom end of New Mexico right there, and it has Fort Bliss, which I'm telling you, Fort Bliss is one of the largest military bases that the United States has. And they got the Army Airfield. I mean, I'm telling you, I could go on Homeland Security. They call it JTF-6, which I worked at JTF-6, which means Joint Task Force 6, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, and DEA and Border Patrol. That's JTF-6, and that's what they called it before the cool name of Homeland Security came into it.
I see. And then the two-thirds
What I'm saying, I actually was personally approved, NSA approved to go places that most people would never, well, you don't even know exist, but you're definitely going to not walk in the door. That's part of the things I've got to see and know, you know, because of all these years, and I'm not going to go ride about a lot of that maybe, but the ski area, I have met people, I mean, I've taught for so many years, I've met people from a lot of places. That's a lot of characters you can use in stories.
All right. So,
well, listen. This is going along. Just email that stuff and let me get busy on redoing this thing, because I think I'm pretty much convinced that that's what I need to do, is to turn it into several books, and that can make it more sellable, I guess, because not too many people read, you know, 600 pages books. I guess I do, but like,
correct.
Just not that
correct.
Common.
That's right. Yeah.
But that sounds good, and I have to ask you, your accent, is it from Ireland? Where is it from?
Oh, I spent most of my life in London. I was born and raised there.
In London?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I ask a lot of people that, you know, because everybody has, my accent is from the Texas Panhandle. And I can't get rid of it. I wish I could. I've actually thought about taking lessons on how to do that, but that's where mine comes from. And it's not unlike some of the people from the hills of West Virginia. So I have been told. But yeah, it's and there I read so much. I better shut up. We'll just talk forever. But let's go about what we're talking about, and we'll go from there. And I'll speak with you later. How about that?
Oh, sure. Let me go ahead and send you an email with all the information, and you'll receive it within the next 10 to 15 minutes. So when shall I follow up with you? When are you planning to start this?
Excellent. I look forward to more of this.
Oh, sure. Let me go ahead and send you an email then.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you later, all right?
Rick, take good care of yourself. It was nice talking to you.
Very good.
Thank you.
You know what? I haven't even told you a joke yet, so I'll have to talk to you at some point.
We definitely will talk soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.